Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
I know you.
KFNC, Mont Belvieu, Houston.
Say, I don't even know your name.
ESPN 97.5, a Gao Media station. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack, powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life.
Hi, my name is Serge, and we're ready to talk about the Grammys and the red carpet dresses. Barry's going to tell you with a little twist about everything that he liked and didn't like about the dresses and the shoes. Barry, what did you like?
I didn't like CeeLo's gold.
Did anybody see this?
This is crazy. I tweeted it.
Like headgear mask in the works.
You didn't see it?
It was all over Twitter. Yeah, I saw it.
Yeah.
And you didn't even watch the Grammys and you saw it.
Yeah, because it was all over Twitter.
Yeah. It was like creepy.
So... You watched it, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay. And what did you have any? Did anything stand out? Or
there was a lot. Look, I don't think I was as impressed as a lot of others were with some of the performances that I was actually looking forward to. Like, I didn't think Bruno Mars killed it with Prince.
No.
I was glad to see Morris Day and the Time back.
I thought that was cool.
Right?
But I thought,
and the whole thing was he was going to do Purple Rain.
And he just did Let's Go
Crazy.
And
that's more of a kind of a song that Bruno could cover. There's just too many.
But he didn't sing it well.
He didn't sing. That's what I was going to say. He didn't sing Let's Go Crazy well. And then his ad-libs weren't the Prince ad-libs. He did his own. And I think that's where you throw the flag and go, nah, I'm not feeling that.
Yeah, I wanted more of a Prince sound, and it just wasn't there, so it sounded really weird.
Yeah.
But that just goes to show you, like, Bruno Mars is a really good singer. Like, the performance that he did before of his own song was great. But it just goes to show you.
When does he get you that sweatsuit back, by the way?
Oh, I'm hoping next weekend.
Yeah, the
I've got a big
one,
deal.
Yeah.
I've got a big deal.
Yeah.
But it just goes to show you how good Prince was, that it's so hard to duplicate what he did in his own songs. And then I think it's safe to say that Beyonce has lost her damn mind. I mean, that was the weirdest thing. She's walking around with a gold cue card, and it's all gold. My wife goes, first, she's trying to look like the Virgin Mary with the get up.
You were trying to figure out, like, which was the video still playing,
yeah,
and which was the actual shot of her on stage. And then all I could think about was, if she goes back on that chair and that thing gives way,
oh, God,
she's going to own CBS and whoever produced the show and everything else. Because you can't take a pregnant woman and tip her back like that, and then if it breaks, the chair breaks or technology goes wrong.
Yeah. That's a bad look.
Wow.
You done
that
dumped
was close.
Over a pregnant lady? You done dumped over pregnant Queen Bee?
And then the questions that kept arising for me were like, how do you screw Adele over 2 years in a row with a microphone?
Yeah. Well,
then they screwed Metallica over, and every time Metallica's doing the duet with Gaga, and every time the lead singer of Metallica's got a part where he's supposed to sing, he's singing his brains out,
nothing,
and we don't hear a thing.
Which, by the way, Gaga and Metallica, I mean, that was a good effort. No.
No.
I didn't like it.
And somewhere Mariah Carey's going, see, I told you, it wasn't my fault.
And wasn't Mariah, didn't she do something with Tony Bennett? That one wasn't
bad. Not Mariah. Gaga had done some duets with Tony Bennett. And she could sing now.
She could definitely sing. And,
right.
And the duet that she did with him, with Tony Bennett, was great. But the duet with Metallica, no. I'm out on that. I wasn't feeling it. What else was crazy? I think that was about it, right?
Chance the Rapper won twice.
Yeah.
And then had a pretty spirited, really, really good performance, I thought. I don't think a lot of people realized that until he got... Because he had the two acceptance speeches first.
Which were weird.
I think a lot of people were under the impression that aren't kind of in the rap game, so to speak, or are familiar with it.
Yeah.
They thought that Chance the Rapper was much like a lot of rap, you know, whether it be militant rap or cuss-laden rap. They don't realize how religious he is. And then based on his two acceptance speeches and the performance, you're like, oh, wow, I got a totally different understanding and perspective. Yeah.
And I think it's also, I mean, did you watch The Tribe Called Quest without Fife Dawg?
Yep. Which was a sweet tribute from the standpoint
it was
of Fife Dawg. But at the same time, Busta Rhymes comes out and completely...
Calling him President Agent Orange?
Yeah, locks on to the main political anti-president speech.
And then he started screaming it. And then I'm thinking, why in the hell is Q-Tip, one of my favorite rappers, wearing capri pants? What the hell has happened to rap music that Q-Tip, one of the original Jungle Brothers, like, why is he wearing capri pants with boots on? He looked like he should have been shopping in Paris instead of rapping on stage. It was terrible. I was just like, this is what rap has become. Yeah. This is it. It was that's pretty sad. But yeah, and then CeeLo lost his damn mind and dressed up like the KFC guy, all gold. I don't understand that.
Well, let's think about this in perspective, though. We can actually probably make sense of this, whereas a lot of people can't. CeeLo was pretty big a couple years ago. He's basically on life support trying to hang on.
Didn't he went through some controversy, right, where he was roofying chicks or something like that? I don't remember what it was.
He and Darren Sharper were at the bar? No, I don't know about that. All I know is that he's basically gone in about a three-year span from being on top of his game to from FU and Bright Lights Big City to basically a flicker on a Christmas tree of trying to hang in there. So the best way to draw attention to yourself so at least people are talking about you the next day and maybe then go, what has he done? And maybe then within a week or two he releases something and you go, CeeLo's still hanging in there.
I mean, when I think of CeeLo, that's literally the two songs that you mentioned are like the only two songs I think of. Forget You and Bright Lights. I don't even remember anything else.
Well, there was the Gnarls Barkley too, right?
Yeah, that was another one.
Gnarls Barkley was pretty good. But then I was looking it up. Yeah, so he had drug possession charges. That's why he got kicked off The Voice. But he was cleared of sexual assault charges. So just wanted to be accurate with that. I don't want to be throwing nobody under the bus that doesn't deserve it. But yeah, after all that went down, then he hasn't been back since. So unfortunate.
Essentially what you're telling me is he was under the bus, but he didn't have the bag someone else did.
so he dresses up like Tweaky now.
He wasn't bartending.
They had a video of him. He pulls up on a motorcycle. So there's this big, fat,
I hope you're talking about.
There's this fat, short guy in all gold riding a motorcycle. And then he leaves in a like convertible car with the double rods sticking up because he didn't win a Grammy.
You got to do what you got to do to revive your career, man.
You got to do something musically within a 365-day period in order to be up for a Grammy.
It's like that singer Ashanti. Like, she became irrelevant, and then she started shaking her behind on Instagram, and now she's famous again.
You do realize she was at the Rockets game last week, one of the ones you didn't go to.
Yeah, I did. No, I did go to
Oh, you were at that game?
I was at the one where she was at.
Okay.
But yeah, I didn't go to the Suns game.
Pretty girl.
Ashanti?
Oh, yeah. Not bad.
Yeah, she was, who was she with?
Ja Rule?
Yeah, Ja Rule, Murder, Inc., right?
Yep.
Yeah, so, I mean, look, I mean, other than that, you got thoughts on the other performances? Because I'm like going through in my mind going, look, I give Adele credit, though.
Adele to me was the best of the night, and she seems so likable. Like I said, Beyonce seems weird now, like she's lost her mind.
But could not have been more likable because, one, she wanted to get it right for George Michael. Yep. She made it through the first verse of the song and said, for whatever reason, with microphones and other issues,
off key,
I need to do it again. And she cussed, which in a lot of people's minds are, when you're willing to do that on that stage and real and not care.
Yeah.
People gave her a lot. And then the fact that she was so humble, and after telling her story about how she got back in the game to do this album thanks to the pushing of her manager, she went out of her way to say, I love Beyonce. One, you can be my mama any day because she knows she's pregnant. And then two, people don't realize Beyonce is older than her. And you realize when she said she idolized Beyonce, that Beyonce's been in the game longer and been doing more. But it really, you could see, it brought a tear to Beyonce's eye.
Yeah,
so she could not have handled it any better.
903 Texas, CeeLo Green looked like a Power Rangers villain. That was from Kenneth.
If you can even,
that is true. I didn't think about that. That's really good.
And he didn't really look mean though. He just looked odd.
Yeah,
like he would be more like a Legos villain, like someone in the Legos movie would be more of what CeeLo was.
He did look like a gold Lego.
Yeah, he's like a gold. He looked more like a gold Lego than he did like a Transformer.
That's hilarious. He did look like a Lego. And then someone, Dr. Dre on 290 said Prince tribute was very disappointing. Never had a chance. Totally agree.
And I'll say this for tributes, the other one. I don't think people paid enough attention to the Bee Gees tribute. When Barry Gibb is sitting in the front row, and at no time did you think either to finish it off, Barry's going to join everybody to finish the last song.
Yeah, for Christ's sake, you let Lee Greenwood sing, didn't you?
Not Lee Greenwood, but was Demi Lovato. It was
during the carpool karaoke thing. I thought that was Lee Greenwood.
No, Neil Diamond.
Oh, was it Neil Diamond?
Yeah, the first American white rap star.
Yeah, they all look alike.
But. Okay.
Sweet Caroline.
But from the standpoint of, you saw Barry Gibb lip singing to his own songs for the first three songs. Why did it never cross the mind of the producers to go, you know, Barry's still alive and touring a little bit and can still hit some of these notes. Why don't we let him finish this thing off with everybody on stage?
Maybe he didn't want to. Maybe he wanted too much money.
I was going
to
say, or maybe he wanted
Barry Gibb.
Yeah, compensation.
You're going to pay me.
I'm Barry Gibb.
Do you know who I am? He's like Little Sweet from the Dr. Pepper.
And if you
want to
see me dancing, you better pay me. Basically,
it's
but
the
at least
sweet one.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
I wonder if he was the inspiration for that. You know who that is, by the way?
It's supposed to be Prince is the inspiration
for
it, I think.
That's Justin Guarini.
I'm sorry.
Do you remember him?
No.
Dude, you don't know who Justin Guarini? You never watched American Idol the first like season or two when Kelly Clarkson won it?
No.
When Kelly Clarkson
won it. You're really putting yourself in a corner here.
Do you remember this, Nick?
Was he the...
Thank you. He was the curly-headed guy.
He was the gay guy, right?
No, he was the curly... No.
He was.
Nick no, that and was Barry Clay Aiken. Both painted themselves into a corner.
He was the one that didn't win but got a contract anyway, correct?
Yeah. You're thinking of Clay Aiken.
Oh, that's what I'm
You're thinking
about.
Of Clay Aiken. Justin Guarini
and
was like season one.
And you bailed yourself out because he is the gay guy.
Yeah, he is. But Justin Guarini was like season one or two, and there was Kelly Clarkson, the one, and he came in second. They even had a movie like Justin and Kelly with Love or whatever. But yeah, that's Little Sweet now. Justin
Guarini.
But it's
Guarini. A takeoff on Prince.
No, I for think the it's most just part. A takeoff on Sexy. I don't know what it is.
I think if you look at some of the things he says
Prince?
And does, I think it's Prince. Yeah.
Yeah.
But maybe that was a better tribute to Prince than the actual one in the Grammys.
I think so.
It's another discussion for another day. But you guys can tell us what you think of the Grammys, and we'll get to you. Sorry, Trey. We're going to get to you in a minute. That segment got a little out of whack with the Grammys, but it was good stuff. We had to get to it. So, all right, we got much more show to go. We're going to get to Trey next. He wants to talk a little football. You guys tell us what you want to talk about. We'll get in on it, too. Text message, phone calls, Twitter. We're all available, all till 4, ESPN 97.5.
Listening to ESPN 97.5. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack, powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life.
All right, without further ado, Trey has been holding a long time since we went on our Grammy rant. So Trey wants to get in here from Baytown. He wants to talk about the Bears. The Bears! And Trey, welcome to the show.
What's up, Joel? You know who this is?
Yes, I do, Trey. I know exactly who this is. I know exactly what you are, and I know exactly who you're a fan of. So why do you want to talk about the Bears?
Because I wanted to talk about Tony Romo.
Okay,
maybe
go ahead,
he goes to the Bears. What are the odds he goes to the Bears?
That's the wrong show. That's a nice try, but that's what Fred and AJ do. What are the odds?
Yeah, well, sports.
Okay, so there again, you're going to get cut next time. Nick's just going to push the button, and you're going to be gone. Look at Nick.
Oh. Good drop there.
Trey, this is starting off rough, brother.
I mean, look, we had the good intern on. Raj was on. Ooh. Now we come up with the bottom of the barrel.
Oh, he went down.
Oh, yeah.
Now, you're saying Romo to
too
the
soon?
Bears?
Could it happen?
Yeah. Absolutely,
a monkey could fly out of my butt too, Trey. But why would it happen?
The scenarios.
Say again.
Because the Bears need a quarterback desperately. I mean,
yeah,
they're not going to win with Matt Barkley or Jay Cutler or David Fales if he's still on the roster.
Well, Jay Cutler won't be there. So, they already said they're cutting him if they haven't already.
And he's looking at the Jets and other options.
What were you saying, Barry?
I said Jay Cutler won't be there.
Yeah, obviously.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, I could see Romo. I think that's it's a good call, though, on that list of four that article talked about. I mean, the fact that the Bears aren't there is kind of interesting that wouldn't be listed. So I don't know where that source was on those four teams. But, yeah, bringing up the Bears is that's a good one. That would be a good
except for that whole contender part.
Congratulations, by the way, Barry.
Hey, I appreciate it, man. Thank you. But yeah, the Bears is one of those teams that I think the Bears might make as much sense as somebody like the Jags at least, right?
Well, I mean, look, John Fox is a good coach. People respect. He's got a good coaching staff. Another team that loaded up heavily in free agency on the defensive side of the ball, but haven't done a whole hell of a lot on the offensive side of the ball. Running back was kind of like a carousel as well there, just like Jacksonville. So I don't know. I mean, is that a team that Tony Romo's from Wisconsin, and it's close, but I don't think playing close to home is a big thing for Tony Romo. It's playing with a contender and playing in a warm climate. I don't think he wants to play in Chicago at Soldier Field in the middle of December.
True.
I don't know if it's really going to come down to what he wants. I think the Bears are going to make a trade more than likely. I think that's where he's going to go. That's my prediction.
Okay. Well, now that we have your prediction, let's get down to brass tacks here. Let's get down to business. What are your Valentine's plans?
What are my Valentine's Day plans, you have?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm gonna be with y'all.
Nope. I'm not going to be here. What are you, not at, during
look
the day.
Look, Snuggle Bunny, there's no chance that's happening. So at where night, else are you going to be?
Do you have a date, Trey?
I do not.
Why not?
I'm asexual.
What the hell?
Yeah, I'm asexual.
Pat.
I don't like anybody.
Pat.
I don't know why.
Chris.
Why? So you've never had a Valentine?
Oh no, he has.
Never.
Wait, you had it. You were dating a girl that had a kid.
Yeah, she was sort of my Valentine, but
what do you mean,
we were
sort
never
of?
Really together on Valentine's Day, so doesn't really count.
So you've never had a Valentine. So what are you going to do at night? Just the same old, same old.
So here's a question that's loaded.
I might go to IHOP, get some pancakes. You know, just the normal.
And that's when asexual, but with Barry's question, asexual becomes, what are you going to do at night? Bisexual.
Yeah.
I saw that one coming. Not, I was like, well.
Not bisexual.
And then maybe in order to be sexual, I will see sexual somewhere. And
I don't know.
There you go. I don't know.
You're just going to go down each leather.
Leather. You said leather. See, that's what you like. We understand it now.
Trey, we really need to get you a woman or man, whatever. I don't care. Your choice. We just need to get you something.
Well, I'm asexual, so.
That doesn't register with me.
What do you mean it doesn't register with you? It's pure. It's like the definition is like. Hold on, let me look up.
Oh, God, no.
We don't have that
now.
Much time.
This
by the way,
it.
Trey, I'm looking up on CBS Sports that says the Bears in the first round are going to select Jamal Adams, a safety out of LSU, and go on the defensive side of the ball yet again. If they do that, then maybe there is a little bit of credence to thinking that they are going to look for a veteran quarterback to come in and be a stopgap. I just don't think Romo's going to want to go there. But we'll see. We definitely went there with that call.
Yeah.
I kind of had an inkling who that was.
Uh-huh.
But he put Baytown. They never put Baytown.
Is he from
Trey
Baytown?
Calls.
Is Trey from Baytown?
That's what I was going to ask you guys.
I was going to say, how can that be? You guys went to the same school.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Went
because
to the
he
same
says he goes
system.
To the Ivy League school of Baytown.
Yeah.
Ivy League College of Baytown is what he says.
Yeah.
The Ivy League of high schools.
No. Don't.
Spring.
Please,
what is
please
it?
Don't. Cy Fair.
Cy Fair. Yeah. There you go.
Please don't lump that in with me.
Oh, it's been lumped.
Oh, yeah.
It's definitely been lumped.
I just love that.
When did this asexual thing come out with Trey?
I wasn't even sure what the hell asexual
was. Well, there's a new wrinkle we didn't know.
Now I've got to Google that. I didn't want him.
None of us were ready for it.
I didn't want him asexual without sexual feelings or associations.
That's a lie.
A person who has no sexual feelings or desires. So he's a nun, basically. He's a nun.
I'm not touching that.
Yeah, he's a nun. Trey, Juggalo Trey's a nun.
First of all, his hat wouldn't fit. Or whatever you call a nun's hat. That's not fitting. But where did that come from? I mean, wasn't Pat on Saturday Night Live asexual?
Yes.
Pat and Chris.
I think, Chan? Chan on Twitter said Trey is pancake sexual.
I popped it inhibited.
Yeah.
And by the way, Dre is having a field day. He's all warmed up now because now his mom and his wife are off the hook because Trey's asexual. So maybe they did just have cookies and milk.
And then we get a text from 409 that says, what the hell is home dude an Enoch? Eunuch or whatever.
Is home?
Eunuch? E-U-N-O-C-H. What is that? Eunuch?
Something else Enoch? We got to look up Eunuch? In the break.
I know. Guys, I'm not that smart. Can we keep this simple for me? This is way too many vocabulary words.
Isn't a eunuch short for a dicky? What you wear under a suit?
No.
I don't know.
I've got to look all
well,
this
that's
up.
That's a tunic. I think that's a tunic.
Yeah, I think.
Now we're going all the way full circle to attaché.
This is devolved.
It has devolved, not evolved, that's for sure.
Yeah, it's definitely devolved.
This has nothing like the evolution of radio picture that we had on Radio Row with Nick and AJ and Barry.
Yeah, this has gone pretty bad. Pretty bad.
Yeah, or a priest. Ike says, or a priest. If Trey's not a nun, he could be a priest, or he could be both. because I, again, we're trying to get to the crux of asexual all of a sudden. And it's yeah. come out of, it's literally come out of the woodwork.
Yeah, and then, by the way, we've gotten a couple of texts. Somebody wants to know what my gamer tag is on, and I don't have one. I'm not online. And then someone said that, where did it go? Trey is none, as in gets none. That was from JJ. JJ's killing Trey now.
JJ's in on it,
guys,
man. Be careful. When Trey's having a good day, he can come back and zap you pretty quick, as Trey found out.
The whole show, all the P1s are just going to be squabbing soon. Everyone's just going to be fighting.
He's pretty witty on Twitter, and I like how he takes the L when he knows he's defeated.
JJ?
Trey.
Oh, no, Trey. Yeah.
But here's my question.
Trey's my dude, man.
If we just found out that he's asexual, did he let it out of the bag or out of the closet? Just a question to ponder during the break, because I'm not sure if we have an answer for that.
I don't know.
Well, he's not using it for anything else. All right, we'll be back with much more. ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
We're taking a break.
Okay. That's cool.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack, powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life.
Joel, Barry, and Nick till 4 o'clock. We're at the midway point. Get your orange slices and Gatorade as you load up at halftime, and we load you up with more valuable information. I don't know that this concerns the Houston Texans at all, or if he'd be a fit. But right before we went on the air, and I do believe that Sean and John mentioned it in passing, but Victor Cruz released by the Giants. So that's out there.
Yeah.
There's a lot of questions about his health. You know, he had gone through some significant injuries, was trying to come back, was targeted 71 times, but only had 39 receptions this last year and only one touchdown. And was making $9.4 million, 15th highest amongst all wide receivers. So, obviously a cap-saving move by the Giants. Although, people gave the Giants a lot of credit between Cruz and OBJ and Shepard. They thought they had one of the best receiving corps in the league.
Yeah, and they saved $7.5 million cutting him. Which is probably smart, especially like you said, when you consider his numbers.
Yeah.
I mean, he really had the one good year in 2012. 2013 was okay. He basically put up 1,000 yards again. But he had, 2011, 2012, he had 1,500 and 1,000 yards. But the last 2 years, man, he's combined for a little over 900.
Two and a half years removed from major knee surgery.
Yeah,
screwing with injuries.
Yeah, only played in six games in 2014, missed 2015. Started 12 games last year. And in case you're wondering, because I'm sure Texans fans are, oh boy, well, what would this look like if the Texans went out and got Victor Cruz? Well, one, you still don't have anyone to throw to him. And two, if you just took his numbers with a legitimate quarterback throwing him the ball, he put up 586 yards. That would put him third on the Texans behind Hopkins and Will Fuller. So you'd basically, if you're going to go out and get him, you're basically adding him as a number three.
Right.
And really and truly, if you look at by position, I mean, the tight ends caught the most, had the most receiving yards on this team between Fedorowicz and Griffin. They had over 1,000 yards, which eclipsed what Hopkins did. So he's really going to be a fourth or fifth option if you were to go out and get him. So it's nothing to get excited about.
Yeah, I mean, look, I don't think that the Texans are a landing spot for that and a whole lot more.
Yeah.
I think they have other things that they need to worry about. I think there are other teams that will kick the tires. But I think that because of the fact that the last 2.5 years have been just, you know, a plethora of injuries, and he's never been healthy, he's another one of those guys that is probably going to have to do a prove-me deal for a year.
Yep.
And then if he can prove that he can stay healthy and be somewhat productive, then teams will take a better look at him. And here's a guy from a story standpoint, when you say, well, that's a great story. Well, there's a great story because of the fact he was undrafted. He's from New Jersey. You know, he was, you know, the Cinderella story when he came right in, got going right away, and everybody was like, what a great fit. And then he started doing the salsa dancing, and everybody was just, you know, putting him as a hero in New York, for lack of a better term. And it's just gone south because of injuries.
Yeah, and by the way, I was looking at releases, and the Giants also released Rashad Jennings as well.
And that was on Radio Row.
Yep, that just went down a couple of hours ago as well.
Wow.
So that frees up another $2.5 million. So just between Victor Cruz and Rashad Jennings, the Giants just freed up $10 million.
You know what we should do? We should start formulating a team, a starting lineup of players that were cut, and just go team by team. Because when people with teams have to get down, when it becomes a real hardline business.
Yeah.
Because look, the Packers cut their number one corner in Sam Shields, who had a concussion issue, so you could put him on one corner. You could put Rashard Jennings and James Starks in the backfield, amongst others. There's a rumor out there that Jamal Charles is going to get it because, and this is crazy when you think about NBA money and all these other money, they think he's overpaid at $6 million a year for a running back in the NFL. Uh-huh. That Jamal Charles may be out there.
That's crazy.
Well,
I'd be okay with paying him $6 million.
Tony Romo could be your starting quarterback on the all free agency team.
By cuts, I mean it's not crazy because he can't stay healthy. Jamal Charles. By ability, it's probably some value because if healthy, and if he could stay healthy, he could be one of the best, if not the best, running back in the NFL.
But we do the if bust candy nuts. It's almost better that it would be like, look, because the knee was, because they said he came back too soon and he had complications with the knee. You'd want that to be a calf muscle or something where he was favoring other things to try and keep pressure off the knee. But instead, to have the same knee operated on again. Now you've got a bigger issue because you know exactly where the problem lies and the fact that it not only hasn't gone away, it's gotten worse. It's like Jabari Parker in the NBA. When you tear an ACL and then you tear it again, same knee, same place, same bat time, same bat channel, and you're looking at another full year of recovery.
Yeah. Scary.
From a franchise standpoint, you don't want to risk that much money on that kind of investment.
Now, would it surprise you if I said that, you know, 2015 and 2016, he played a total of 8 games? But before that, I mean, if you take away the 2011 season, when he started in 08, he played in 16, 15, 16, 16, 15, and 15, other than the 2011 season.
Right.
Yeah. So he's been banged up for 3 of his 9 years. And again, if the Chiefs do cut him, they could save $6 million there because he has no dead money on his he's in the final year of his contract. So. This is that time of the season when you start looking and going, boy,
now, I wonder if the Texans, and that doesn't happen often.
Yeah.
But Nike just gave him a signature shoe to El Jefe brings this.
Gave who?
Victor Cruz.
Oh.
Here's the kicker though. It's a lifestyle shoe. It's not a performance shoe.
So it's like a clog.
So it's not a cleat or like a turf shoe.
Yeah.
It's like the old McEnroe trainer, but it's like made out of like alligator skin and it's all white.
Yeah.
So just like everything else, Victor Cruz probably looks good in jeans, but I don't think he's going to look good with a signature shoe in a uniform until he proves he can play again.
Yeah.
So
somebody wants to know if I'm buying Trey Jurgens for Valentine's. I'm not buying Trey anything for Valentine's. And besides, you don't need lotion at the IHOP. If I bought him anything, I'd buy him a thing of syrup.
But El Jefe chimed in.
A little something to put in his purse.
But El Jefe was chiming in that he's in the same boat as Trey, and instead of going to IHOP, they can go to Denny's, and they can get the Rudy Tooty Fresh and Fruity together, and then Trey can explain what asexual is, and it could be the start of a beautiful friendship.
It is. Yeah.
See where I went there? It developed. It was a developing story that has potential amongst our A-listers. That's saying something if those guys are our A-listers, by the way.
We have our P1s and our A-listers. It's the asexual
list. Every JJ.
Yeah. Is it the A-list for asexual or is it just the A-list?
It's a great question.
Yeah. 713 said asexual means he can reproduce alone. I hope he has on birth control because that would be awkward.
Wow. Yeah.
Let me tell you how this... I don't know the. I'm hoping this wasn't. I hope they're driving when they spelled awkward.
Awkward.
With a G. Yeah. Anyway.
And then there's that.
Hey, listen, I will be the last person to make fun of people's spelling because the homophones get me every time.
Yeah, but you're so.
Like there and there.
IT savvy. I'm sure you've got everything set up to where.
No. I just
hate
fire
when my
off.
Phone does it for me.
Yeah, because
most of the time they get it wrong, and it makes me look like a complete.
Oh, because you do speech to text
a lot of times.
Oh,
yeah.
That'll get you. Yeah,
and I do speech to text, and then I don't proof it, which is on me.
But I'll mess up because, like, not just there, and there, because I know the difference between the EIR, ERE, and you know, EY apostrophe RE. But it's like if I go
an E-I-E-I-O. Here
or yeah, if I do here and here, I'll mess that up instead of H-E-A-R. I'll put the other one or it's just the words that sound the same. I don't think about the spelling. I just type something.
I remember.
And then I look like a moron. So I have to be really careful with that.
But only on Twitter.
No, texts and text. Emails. And yeah.
We all know
a guy emailing from his iPhone. He'd always email from his iPhone, but in his signature, he'd be like, "Please excuse typos." Like, yeah, he knew he was gonna.
Yeah, when I used to get a lot of emails through my phone for work, for sure, they always have that little precursor.
Right,
that's at the bottom.
If I do send out like a text that's totally just I've typed it, I always blame speech to text. Like I'll send out something and use the wrong here, and somebody be like, "You're an idiot." I'll be like, speech to text, and they're like, "Oh, okay."
Yeah, and that's the ultimate forgive.
Yeah, because then you're like, "Okay, I'm not an idiot," even though you know you really are.
But best
yeah,
to get that's a jail free card. And I'm trying Hell to yeah. think. I had an HR director when I was in Portland that didn't proof his own stuff, and I'm trying and had the spell check on, but unfortunately the word that it put in, and I'm trying to remember what it was, basically got him fired because it was a very sexual word that replaced the word that he was meaning to put in an all team member email.
And
that was like wah, 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 wah. That's it.
Yeah.
Boop, 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 boop.
That's the worst. Have you ever had something bad where you like to the wife or anything?
No, nothing like that. Thankfully,
I'm trying to remember the one I did. I gotta see if I can find it. But there was one where I don't know if I ended up something came out wrong, and it's not that I called her fat, but it was like that, and I didn't mean to though. It was something a completely different right. word or phrase or something. Yeah, it was so
Your
bad.
Ass is grass.
You gotta really proofread when you're sending stuff to the wife. And you got to really make sure you attach the right pic when you're sending something to mom, because you definitely don't want to send.
Now, I will say that both on email and on text, I have sent the wrong text to the wrong person and gotten in trouble with that before. And that is never a fun situation.
Like you're going to send one to the wife, like, "Girl, I can't wait to get home and see you tonight. It's going down. Baby, this your mom." What? No. Yeah,
well, it's not that bad, but it would be like that bad. Yeah. I mean, I can tell you in one instance that I was talking to a buddy of mine about a guy who wanted to pose as the media, but could not get enough of like trying to use his media pass to get on court and get like the most awkwardly close pictures of an NBA superstar that everyone was uncomfortable with.
Oh.
And instead of sending it to my buddy to say, "If we give this pass, is this guy going to do this again?" I sent it directly to the guy. I was like, hey, I'm just kidding, man. No, you know, just I know you like, you know, other teams other than ours. So, and I'm going, that's awkward.
That is the worst. That is absolutely the worst.
Never a fun deal.
No, you got to be careful.
Josh wants to talk. He's from Willis.
Okay.
And he wants to talk about a potential quarterback for the Texans next year. I'm not going to say who it is.
All right.
But I'm not sure that everybody's going to like it. So we're going to let Josh get on next, and we're going to take care of some business first. But we're going to do it much more in just a few minutes, because I'm trying to stay on schedule, Nick, because there's a sign under the TV that says it's about that time. So right now, we are going to take a quick break. And before we do, I want to tell you guys about Gallery Furniture. Now that the holidays are over, Super Bowl's passed, everything's getting back to normal. Make sure you spend some time to take care of you. Whether it's a new Macapedic mattress starting at $19.99 and getting an $800 Gallery gift card right off the top, Gallery Furniture has got all you need for mattresses, for your man cave, electronics, American-made furniture. Done the right way, locally owned and operated here at Gallery Furniture in three locations in Houston, Texas. Mattress Mac, we all know him. We've seen him on the commercials. Now his daughters are doing them as well. To try and let you know, look, this is a family tradition that's not going anywhere, and they're not going out of business. So after you buy the furniture, and if something goes wrong, you're screwed. They take care of you because they want you, as long as you are in the Houston area, to make sure that when you think furniture, you think Gallery. They've got three locations, as I mentioned. Grand Parkway between Katy and Sugarland. The Westheimer at Post Oak location is right in the heart of the Galleria. And the Mainstay, which is I-45 North, exit Tidwell Parker, where there's no back order slips. Mattress Mac sits at the front door. He greets you. He puts you in the hands of some of his very, very talented and knowledgeable sales staff. And they take care of your needs. You get American-made furniture at the right price every time, and service after the sale. And as Mac always says, you buy today, you get it tonight. You can't get better than that. There's no back order slips. There's no waiting over and over for weeks on end for the right piece that you wanted for your home, your living room, your dining room. Otherwise, they take care of you start to finish. Make sure you go and see Mac. See Gallery Furniture. Make some purchases for your house. You won't go wrong. You'll get treated right. Tell them Joel sent you from ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack, powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life.
Joel, Barry, Nick, till 4 o'clock. We continue to roll along on a Monday with probably the precursor to what will be the most boring couple of days for everyone involved, where we're really going to have to search for stories. When we hit All-Star break in the NBA, there better be some enthralling news coming out of baseball pitchers and catchers.
What if we just did our show shirtless?
Well, there's no video for that.
There's no video for that.
Well, we could Facebook Live it. That would bring up the... That would ratchet it up a little
Why
bit.
Why do I
right?
think you, with the guy who plays Gorbachev... not Gorbachev. The guy who plays Putin on Saturday Night Live.
What?
I could just see you.
I've never seen him. Does he got big boobs?
No. Well, but I mean, I could just, kind of pushing.
Oh, sucking it in? Yeah. No, I'll definitely suck it in.
Little Mr. T starter set on.
I've got a...
It draws attention.
I got to bring it in a little bit. You can't see the side of the abs yet. I'm not sexy.
But then
yet.
You volunteer that.
But I'll still do
up.
It. Yeah.
See, that's boy.
What are you scared?
Okay. No,
you don't want to do
not,
it.
I'm not because actually the good
Nick,
news
you'll
is,
take your shirt off and do
I
the show
not.
Top. No,
I am scared. I would not do that.
Really?
Why would you want to do the show shirtless?
Come on, guys. This is for the people. Lauren Pope wants to see us.
You got some
our
Brussels sprouts on the chest hair side of.
I have no chest hair. I have two hairs on my chest.
Are you hiding a couple of tats?
Which is sadder than having no chest hair.
I don't think I need all that right now as
yes!
Nick pulls up his shirt.
Hold on, let me take a picture.
No. All right, on that note, Josh wants to get in here from Willis talking about Tyrod Taylor.
Huh?
He's probably going to be out there. Josh, what's up?
Hey, guys. I wanted to weigh in on my kind of dark horse candidate quarterback for Texas. No one's really talking about him. I know we'd have to sign him to a backloaded multi-year deal, but I'd like to see Tyrod Taylor in a Texans uniform. I think Pro Football Focus put him as one of the top quarterbacks from this last season, and it's somebody that no one's really talking about. And if we can't get him, if the Bills do pick up his option, then I'd like to see Carson Palmer over Tony Romo or any other retread.
Yeah, but I don't think Palmer's going anywhere. I think he's pretty much emphasized if he's coming back, he's coming back to Arizona. That's why Romo's out of the mix in Arizona. On the Tyrod Taylor front, look, and I think, Barry, you've been in here before, but Keenan McCardell is one that swears he can play now. And that he can throw it a little bit, and that he's better than the Bills have obviously gotten out of him, but that he can play. I don't know in this system because of how O'Brien is so conservative and controlling, but that you have to make all the throws. I would say I wouldn't count on it, but I don't like the fit.
I don't think he's high on the radar, and he's not a long-term solution for any team. If he was, he wouldn't be. Buffalo wouldn't let him go. I mean, that's the thing when you. He's not a franchise quarterback necessarily.
He got paid.
He got paid. That's great.
Yeah.
But why aren't they trying to keep him? Or you know what I mean? Like
$30 million, right?
Yeah.
That's crazy. That's crazy money.
That's what's left. I mean, think about what he was.
Pick up the option, they owe him. That guarantees him $30.75 million.
Right.
So if they don't, I mean, does that mean he still has a decent going rate just because he had that potential option?
Depends on who his agent is. Because the agent's probably going to say he's more the quarterback that Buffalo just let get away,
right?
As opposed to a guy that hasn't lived up to the money and has to kind of work his way back in.
Man, that just he was 18th in QBR.
And by the way, we can't get killed for bringing up the Myles Garrett story because ESPN
is doing it right now.
Is doing it right now with the video of it from whenever it was. So therefore, look, we brought it up too, but we prefaced it with what people had.
So put it this way, in around him, these are the guys around Tyrod Taylor in QBR.
Okay.
All right. I'm going to give you the two in front of him and then the two behind him.
Okay.
Alex Smith and Colin Kaepernick are ahead of him at QBR. And behind him is Phillip Rivers and Carson Palmer.
One's a game manager and one's a main manager.
Yeah, I like that.
I like what I did
there. Yeah. I mean, he ended the year with an 89.6. It's nothing. Not throwing $30 million at
him,
Rivers and Palmer.
I'll tell you what, I'd take Carson.
I would take
Phillip Rivers or Carson Palmer here
before I took Tyrod
Tyrod Taylor.
Yeah, and Rivers is
it's a strange situation because the family and the whole California thing. But God, he'd be a good fit here.
I think so.
I do too.
Certainly he'd be. And to be honest with you, Tyrod Taylor would be an upgrade over Brock Osweiler. There's no denying that.
I think a can of soup and a number two pencil might be an upgrade.
I wonder
from
if they
Brock
could
Osweiler.
Just put a. I wonder if you could get an exemption from the NFL and just put a jugs machine behind centers.
Every time the pass.
Yeah, and instead of a fullback,
you hear the ball come out of the jugs machine.
You just create a new position called an aimer, and then he just aims the jug machine at whatever receiver. I wonder if they could get an exemption, because anything would be better than what Osweiler gave you. So I'm not saying that Tyrod Taylor isn't an upgrade. Don't get me wrong. But I'm saying that the Texans need to start thinking, when they're making decisions, also thinking long term.
Hopkins split wide to the left, Fuller to the right. The full backfield with Miller on the right hand side as the jugs machine known as Osweiler stands back to pass. Here comes the center.
I love it.
15-yard pass on the way to Hopkins. It's a 50-50 ball for sure, and he got his hands on it.
Fullback loads the jug machine. Oh, you can't take that long loading the jug machine, man. You gotta, his release is
purposely doing a minor league baseball game. You know how they used to crack the wood together for the sound of the bat?
Uh-huh.
Osweiler back to pass.
Exactly.
There it goes.
That'd be pretty sweet. It'd be more fun to watch, too.
Oh, Quentin hung up. That was a weird one.
I kind of wanted to see what he wanted to
talk
about.
I want to see about it, too, because it was crazy. It said
something about Raheel's
Barry
nickname.
Barry nicknamed Raheel something, and then he hung up.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Really?
I don't remember that.
Zoinks? Okay. Oh, that's another guy's dad. All right, Easy wants to get in here from Greens Point. Potential QBs for the Texans. What's up, Easy?
Hello?
Yo, you're on, man. What's up?
What's up, man? Hey, you guys, your show really sucks. The dude who thinks he's funny isn't.
Cool.
The other guy's cranky.
Thanks, Easy.
I'm cranky, and you sound like you got a lot of energy. Too much coffee today?
Did Easy hang
out? That was too easy. Thanks, Easy. We appreciate it.
Easy. Appreciate the call, bro.
But he wanted to talk about quarterbacks for the Texans.
Yeah, I like that. Hey, you guys' show sucks. Really? You could have just texted that. I was still read it.
And guess what? If it does, why are you listening?
Yeah, I would have still read it. The guy that thinks he's funny isn't. And Joel, you're cranky.
I'm cranky.
Okay.
I mean, I admit when I'm cranky. When have I been cranky today?
I don't know. You seemed like you're in a
good mood. Yeah, I don't know where that came from.
Thanks for the call, Easy. Keep listening, brother.
Keep it easy.
We really appreciate you listening and...
Keep it easy. At least you got the dial tuned right.
Keep it locked in. Hey, do you want to give something away?
Please.
Okay, let's do it. Jack Reacher, Never Go Back. It's out now on Blu-ray, DVD, combo pack.
Did you hear the guys have fun with it earlier?
No.
Yeah.
Was it bad?
They said they were going to get to Jack Reacher around 8. And the around was too close to the Reacher.
That sounds about right.
Yeah.
Anyways, you can win a copy of Jack Reacher, Never Go Back on Blu-ray and DVD. Jack Reacher returns to enforce his bold brand of justice in the action-packed Jack Reacher, Never Go Back film starring Tom Cruise. The Blu-ray combo pack includes an exclusive Jack Reacher illustrated short story. Easy for me to say without messing it up. Own it today. Jack Reacher, Never Go Back, rated PG-13 from Paramount Pictures. Caller number 10. Give us a call. You can win this DVD Blu-ray combo pack. It's actually just a Blu-ray, so you better not have a DVD.
Remix. You want to try it again?
No, I'm good.
Okay.
Yeah, that's all right. This is that's why I tried to read it, so you wouldn't give me a hard time, but then you distracted me during the break.
I did.
Yeah.
Of course I'm always to blame. Yeah. It never fails. Nick, they're piling up. They're not phone calls. They're people trying to win the Reacher around.
Yeah. Never Go Back.
There Blu-ray. You have it.
I kept saying DVD Blu-ray. Not true. Just Blu-ray. I hope you have a Blu-ray player.
And then they call in and they're going to be pissed off. And then Easy's going to tell them. See, that's why you should hate them, because they give away a Blu-ray when it should be a DVD.
Good old Easy.
Oh, boy.
I remember the days when Easy used to call and, yeah.
That guy?
No.
I was going to say, the only Easy I ever knew was Easy Reader, and that was on the Electric Company, and it doesn't sound like he's been reading any books lately.
No.
All right, 2 in the books, 1 to go. Plenty more show as we've been rolling around in all kinds of stuff, both in and out of sports. How about the fact that Saturday night was a big bout that wasn't the one that you guys were watching? There was a big battle royale, but it happened right in the tornado belt.
Yep.
We'll talk about that and a whole lot more. ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
These days, I can do anything from my phone. Book a vacation, order a meal from a five-star restaurant, buy and trade stocks. But maybe the most amazing thing I can do is make my dirty laundry disappear and then reappear perfectly washed and folded. I have Rinse to thank for that. I just schedule a pickup in the Rinse app or at Rinse.com. A Rinse valet comes to get my clothes, and before I know it, they're back, crisply folded and ready to wear. They even do dry cleaning, which is returned hanging in a nice Rinse garment bag. And with Rinse, my satisfaction is guaranteed. If for any reason I'm not happy, they'll re-clean my clothes for free. Best of all, Rinse saves me tons of time each week. That's time I get to do something I love versus something I have to do. So if you want to save loads of time by not doing loads of laundry, remember, there's an app for that. Rinse. Sign up now and get $20 off your first order at Rinse.com. That's Rinse.com.